Chapter 1 Daily Leveling. 20 years ago, dungeons, supernatural labyrinths made real, suddenly spawned across the world. With them, humans gained levels, stats, and magical abilities called skills. Such things were once the domain of video games and anime, but after they entered the real world, many people became adventurers in pursuit of the fame, fortune, and special privileges the system could bring. I, Amane Rin, was one of them. However, my motivation was different. Thanks to a formative incident in my past, I wanted the power to protect others. It helps that I gained a unique skill called dungeon teleportation to assist me in my quest. At first, people thought the ability to teleport inside dungeons was a substandard, useless skill. I might have agreed back then, but that wasn't the case anymore. Bringing the skill to LV-10 changed its conditions and revealed its true value. It allowed me to level up in a way unobtainable to others, and because of that, I leveled up faster than ever before. When disaster struck, I was strong enough to protect the people I cared about, but I still wasn't satisfied. With my lofty goals in mind, I dove into a dungeon yet again. 3 days after the dungeon collapse at Kanzaki, the system dinged in my head. Dungeon takedown reward. Level increased by 2. You have reached this dungeon's maximum number of allotted victories. Bonus reward. Level increased by 5. You will no longer receive rewards for defeating this dungeon. I whooped. Yeah! Now that's what I'm talking about! This makes 5 dungeons maxed out! With that, I'd added E-rank Arikawa dungeon to my dungeon traveler list. Not that I knew what dungeon traveler was beyond a title. I checked it on the status display. Dungeon traveler, 5 out of 10. A title granted to someone who has traversed a dungeon in its entirety. By traveling a dungeon a specific number of times, this person gains special benefits. I was probably the only person in the world who knew about this title. According to the system, it was granted to adventurers who reached the maximum number of rewards by diving a dungeon over and over, something other people were unlikely to do. What benefits would I get once I maxed out the 10 dungeons I needed to complete it? I didn't have much to go on, but it was my mission to fulfill the conditions. Defeating a dungeon started a span that prevented me from entering another one until a week was over, but dungeon teleportation helped me skirt around that problem. Within limits. Unfortunately, one of the activation requirements was that my destination had to be a dungeon I'd visited before. The only dungeon fulfilling that requirement was Arikawa, the dungeon I was currently in. That was why I made it my 5th target. 3 days and 148 runs later, I'd managed to do it. In the time 2 runs used to take me, I could now do nearly 150 runs. It felt like no time at all when the system notified me of the dungeon's completion. "Here's the moment I've been waiting for," I said under my breath, checking the stats display. In those 3 days of grinding, I'd earned 301 levels. That had boosted my level from 3156 to 3457, and I'd also amassed 7,010 SP. As for how to delegate these skill points, I could boost a battle skill, but since my plan was to stick to safer dives, those kinds of skills weren't high on my priority list. That leaves this one. One skill drew my eye on the display. Obtained skills. Dungeon teleportation, LV-12 to LV-13. Required SP, 1,500. Dungeon teleportation, LV-13. Required MP, 3 MP times distance, meters. Conditions, teleportation can only occur in dungeons that have already been visited. Teleportation distance, maximum 50 meters. Activation time, 1 seconds times distance, meters.